Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Assemblyman West Chesbrough's office announced earlier today that a bill to restore transportation funding for rural school districts has reached the governor's desk. The Assembly overwhelmingly passed the bill 54-4 that will restore nearly $250 million in funding for transportation costs in rural districts. Triggered cuts in Governor Brown's budget last year kicked in, and one of those triggers was the cut in transportation funding. The cuts meant that hundreds of school districts across the state, including Southern Humboldt and Klamath Trinity, would have been forced to cut bus service in their school districts, meaning the layoffs of bus drivers and other transportation employees. Hundreds of Southern Humboldt residents made a trip to Sacramento last week to lobby the legislature to reinstate the funding, and the measure had the backing of both Chesbrough and State Senator Noreen Evans. Governor Brown now has 12 days to sign the bill into law. The Board of Trustees at the College of the Redwoods will hold a public hearing at its regular meeting next Tuesday to discuss redistricting of trustee area boundaries. The trustees must approve new districts according to census data gathered in 2010, and borders for the districts may change depending on population shifts between those districts. Redistricting must be done in a way that does not dilute voting strength of any minority population, or that the voting strength of citizens in one district is not greater than that of another. The board welcomes public comment regarding the realignment, and the meeting will begin at 2 p.m. Again, that's next Tuesday. Regularly scheduled meeting of the Redwoods Board of Trustees. It's been a tough 24 hours for intersections on I Street in Eureka. At around 2:15 this afternoon, a two-car collision at the intersection of 6th and I Streets shut down the roadway and prompted the Eureka Fire Department to extricate one driver from her pickup truck. Witnesses at the scene report a Honda Civic driven by Daniel Wheeler of Wyatt failed to stop at the red light while he was on I, and he slammed into a Ford Ranger driven by Tara Dewey. Dewey's truck rolled over, and the damage to the roof was severe enough to prevent her from getting out of the cab. Eureka firefighters were forced to extricate her. She was transported to the hospital with only minor injuries. Wheeler also only suffered minor injuries, which EPD chalks up to the fact that both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. And the Eureka Police Department's Traffic Division reports that a vehicle driven by Hoopa resident Dewey Jones ran a red light at the intersection of 7th and I Streets in Eureka yesterday afternoon, and the resulting collision seriously damaged two vehicles and sent a woman to the hospital with moderate to severe injuries. An investigation revealed that Jones was going between 40 to 45 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone on 7th when he ran the red light and slammed into another vehicle. Jones's car then smashed headfirst into a traffic signal pole. The driver of the second vehicle suffered broken bones and was taken to the hospital. Eureka PD determined that the collision was avoidable, that Jones should have been paying a closer attention while he was driving. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Pacific Gas and Electric got the go-ahead from the State Public Utilities Commission to move ahead with its smart meter program. The CPUC okayed a plan from PG&E that would allow customers who wish to opt out of the smart meter program to continue to use analog meters, but at a cost. Those who choose the analog meters will have to pay a one-time $75 fee and $10 per year to cover the cost of manual reading. Opponents of the plan criticized PG&E over the fees, arguing that those costs are already paid for by customers and that they are penalizing those who fear the smart meters may pose a health risk. The Super Bowl will be played on Sunday, and that means that tens of millions of Americans will gather at private homes, bars, and other venues to enjoy the game, the food, and the drink associated with Super Bowl parties. Do us all a favor, though. If you're going to drink, please have a designated driver for the drive home following the game. California Highway Patrol is asking nicely. Last year, more than 450 drivers in California were arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence on Super Bowl Sunday, and two fatalities were credited to drivers driving under the influence. Motorists are encouraged to call 911 if they see a suspected driver on the road and under the influence, and the CHP also wants to remind drivers and passengers to wear your seatbelts. They save lives and reduce injuries during traffic collisions. And that's your North Coast News on this Thursday evening with KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.